listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Another disappointing season for the Hawks, missing the playoffs in this truncated season. As Yurko pointed out many, many times, even when they were in the playoffs, you know, when you look at a point per game under normal circumstances, that's never going to be good enough in the NHL. Never, ever, ever.
Ever, ever.
Yeah, you're never making, you're never coming close to making the playoffs with a point per game.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You've got to be a lot better than that.
And it's sad that they're wasting these years of Patrick Kane, who continues to play very well. There are a bunch of, I don't know what the schedule looks like here. Like, some teams have still only played 50 games. I don't know when the regular season officially wraps.
Right.
I honestly don't. I mean, I know there are, I think, two games slated for tonight. I don't know if there are games that they don't need to get to because everything has been solidified.
Yeah, so it's a bit tricky because, remember, Vancouver.
That's one. Toronto, I think, has only played 50 games.
So, but Vancouver.
Now, it doesn't matter for Toronto because they're locked in, but.
Vancouver is the big issue, though. I think they're the reason that you've had so many other games spread out because they're going to extend into.
Are they playing games through the week? I don't even know.
So technically, the Flames and Vancouver still have games that have to run through Tuesday, right. Next Tuesday.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So, anyway,
Here's where you're at. First of all, Vancouver's in last. They're terrible.
Correct. They're terrible. Yeah.
So, whether they get the 56 games or not, so if they've got games against Ottawa or Calgary, it really doesn't make a difference down at the bottom end of their schedule. Montreal only has one game left. The Jets have two. Edmonton 2 and Toronto 2.
Oh, Toronto's only got 2. I thought
so. As long as your playoff teams end up getting to where they need to be.
Yeah.
And if you look, Calgary is 9 points behind with, they've got 3 games in hand with 9 points behind. So they're the only one that can do anything to the Montreal Canadiens.
The only reason I bring it up, too, is because it might affect the final standings in terms of statistics. But Kaner's going to finish in the top 10. He could finish 5th in the league in scoring this year. Tied for 2nd in assists. I think it's 3 out of the last 4 years, ironically enough, or coincidentally enough, they've missed the playoff. I guess that would be irony. They keep missing the playoffs. He keeps finishing in the top 5 and scoring. I think it's 3 out of the last 4 years Kaner's going to be, or maybe even 4 of the last 5, he'll be in the top 5 in the NHL in scoring. And in 3 of those 4 seasons, the Hawks have missed. And it sucks to waste those years. I will give you a few positives, though, if I could, just for a second.
Please do.
Alex DeBrincat is one of only 5 players in the league this year to score at least 30 goals. There were some questions about what had happened to DeBrincat last year. I mean, he couldn't buy a goal for big stretches.
Right.
And it was odd. And his shooting percentage all of a sudden plummeted. DeBrincat's back. And are there some flaws? Maybe. Yeah, but that kid can score. I mean, he can flat out snipe and score in this league. Diminutive and all, Yurko. Like, he can score.
Yes.
And he finished, I think, with 32 goals.
He did, Carmen.
The Hawks played a lot of rookies. The Hawks played 9 rookies. And guys like Brandon Hagel and Philip Kurashev and Pugh Suter, I think, got some valuable experience, valuable playing time, learned the ropes a little bit. I mean, Kurashev's 21, for crying out loud. I think Pugh is about 23 or 24. All 3 are going to finish in the top 20 in the NHL in scoring amongst rookies. Suter and Hagel are going to finish in the top 9, Yurk, amongst all rookies in the NHL. I think that's a little bit of a positive. And the last thing I'll say is we've been pretty critical of Sam Bowman over the last couple of years. I think he did well at the trade deadline this year, and we documented that. Janmark played well for them. He flipped them for something. They did a deal with Florida where I think you get a slightly intriguing defensive prospect in Stillman, and you got the kid that they just agreed to terms with today, the kid from Denver that they love, Borkstrom, I think is his name, who Stan has long coveted ever since he was scouting Ian Mitchell. They got him in that deal. I think Stan had a very good trade deadline. So if you're forcing me to pick a few positives out of an otherwise disappointing year, there they are. But the Hawks still seem like they're kind of a long way away from bringing all of this together and making it work as a productive team that can get back to the playoffs and be a threat.
Question marks at the blue line and question marks in the goal. Has anything been settled for you in the goal? Has your goaltender thing settled down?
I think the Hawks have done okay with goalies. No, yeah. I think they've done okay with them. I think people were overly hard on Crawford, which was silly. He was fine. I don't think goaltending's really their issue right now. I mean, didn't Lankinen redeem himself quite well? Aren't we learning about the NHL, too, that The lifespan of these goalies is pretty short. Like, a lot of franchises just kind of turn them over. You know, you're looking for big athletic kids that can take up a lot of the net and move side to side. And you're really playing systems now in the NHL. Then you are relying on, like, a great goalie the way you did when we were kids with Martin Brodeur or Grant Fuhr or Ken Dryden or Pelle Lindbergh. I mean, right? Like,
Patrick Waugh.
Thank you, Miller.
Dominic Hasek.
How could I forget the two most obvious? Thank you, Miller. Patty Waugh, Dominic Hasek. Hasn't the game changed? I mean, I think it has. I think systems and possession are much more important. And I just think teams cycle through goalies more. That's not to say that there aren't some outliers. Of course, there always are going to be. But I don't think goaltending is like an issue that they have. I think they have found them. I think they have a good goalie coach that's well respected and has done well with goalies for a long time. Like, blue line is the issue.
Yes.
Understand, like, that, like, being responsible in your zone, having the guys that can skate you out of trouble, like, those are the things that are still an issue for the Hawks.
Are you worried that Patrick Zetterberg had only had 15 goals this year?
Who's Patrick Zetterberg?
Oh, Patrick Kane. And Patrick Datsyuk. Because that's what he's going to become. Same way that Detroit wasted him at the end of their careers, Patrick Kane will be wasted in the city of Chicago.
I honestly had no idea who you were talking about.
Yeah, Henrik Zetterberg. The two guys that got wasted for the final 6-7 years of their contracts up in Detroit.
He's fifth in the league in scoring. I mean,
I know, 15 goals, Carm. Isn't he a goal scorer?
No, I mean,
he's a goal scorer. He put puck in net. That's what he's known for.
He had 51 assists
with
56 games.
With 26 more games, obviously he'd have been.
Sure, he would have had about 98 points.
Yeah, yeah. He'd have been up at about 22 goals probably, if I had to guess, 22, 23 goals, which would have continued his streak of 20-plus goals in a season.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to see, you know, stay on that stretch, stay on that path, plays on the power play all the time. It's not like he's not on the power play.
No, that's absolutely,
So,
And would he be better if he had someone like Taves?
Sure.
I mean, who he could occasionally skate with and also on the power play.
Would he be better if he had, let's say, Jack Eichel centering his line? Yes, but the Hawks can't afford that, and that's a pipe dream. There might be 10 people here that know what Jack Eichel is, maybe,
in the listening audience. Yeah, I thought he was a defenseman last year.
I'm not going to go too deep in the weeds here. If you want, you can look into – it's actually kind of a fascinating situation. You don't have to like hockey necessarily. I mean, you basically have a player saying he wants surgery and the team won't let him have it. That's like, in today's world, that's for a guy that makes $10 million a year, that's a superstar. That's kind of surprising. He's obviously, I think, had a miserable existence in Buffalo. You want to talk about a miserable franchise? They're what the Hawks were 20 years ago and maybe then some. I mean, the Buffalo Sabres are truly miserable and horrid. And they have been. So I don't expect people to know what or who Jack Eichel is. He's an American kid that is a great player that is going to waste and now is claiming that the team won't let him have surgery, if you can believe it.
What's wrong with him?
He's got a back issue. He's got a herniated disc, I believe, in his back.
And he wants to get it fixed. Neck back related.
Is it neck? Okay, yeah. It's not lower, it's upper, it's neck. Yeah. Yeah, he's claiming that he thinks he should have surgery and the team won't let him. I mean, it's messed up. And, like, could you ever find a way to get him here?
Ultimately, the player's in control of his body, not the team. So if he believes he needs surgery, he's got to say, I'm getting a second opinion. I'm going to this reputable doctor. And then you'll be informed of what my decision is.
Right. Like, he so badly wants out of there, Yerk.
Yeah.
But the Hawks can't do it. They don't have the money. I don't even think Buffalo would take a trade of Patrick Kane for Jack Eichel. And I don't know that you'd do that now if you're the Hawks, because
he's 24.
What is it solving?
Yeah.
Ideally, you'd want to play Eichel with Kane.
Right.
And that would be, you'd say, wow, that'd be great. The problem is, Johnny Taves might be coming back. He's still on the books for $10.5 million. The salary cap in the NHL is a joke. It's like 60-something million bucks. So you can't pay three guys $30 million.
It's true.
Can't do it.
I mean, you could.
Well, how?
You probably can't field a...
You can't field, right?
Well, you can send out a real roster.
You know, me and Yerko out there playing defense.
Yeah, third and fourth line. Yeah, that's
what do you guys think about playing for the veteran minimum?
I'll play for the veteran minimum.
For you guys, the rookie minimum, huh?
It'd be the rookie minimum. I'll play for it, but it's not going to be Purdy. I mean, you know, so like, how
play
do you
play a little blue line back there, Yerky?
Could you imagine?
We'd be in trouble.
Could it get worse?
I'm a stay in the. I'm a stay in the zone defenseman.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, not stay at home. I'm a stay in the zone defenseman.
You forget about staying.
Yeah, I'm operating on my own blue line back and forth like a
stay
shark.
In the zone,
like Patrick Marleau, like a shark.
There's like a collar around his neck. It shocks him if he goes past his own blue line.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to. So there aren't a ton of easy answers. I don't know. I gave you a few positives, but I don't expect it to make you feel totally better. I think there's still a long way to go before this team resembles the dynasty that we saw 7, 8, 9, 10 years
ago. It's a sad, sad state of affairs.
Here's something that's not a sad state of affairs. The Bears have Justin Fields. Matt Nagy was on Rich Eisen's podcast talking about the plan for Justin Fields. We'll play that for you coming up next. This hour is brought to you by Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the discount code Chicago.
This is Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Going to play that Matt Nagy sound from the Rich Eisen podcast coming up. He was talking about Justin Fields. Nagy's making the rounds right now. I didn't give our listeners enough credit. I said there's like 10 people that know who and what a Jack Eichel is, but two people called to talk about Jack Eichel.
How about that?
What do you know?
We know we're up to five at least.
Right. There's hockey fans out there, kid. I know.
Justin's on the south side in Orland Park. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Yurko, congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, I know Jack Eichel. I used to play semi-pro hockey, and he played for the USA development team, and he went to, I think, Boston College, and I think he's a great hockey player, and I think it's ridiculous that he can't get surgery, and it'd be great for the Hawks to get him, but it ain't going to happen, obviously, and I'll hang up and listen, but yeah, I just wanted to say I thought it was funny when you said about 10 people would...
You're one of them, Justin.
Yeah.
Right. I just thought it was funny, so I just wanted to call in and say, But yeah,
you played against them, Justin. Thanks, BU. By the way, did he say BC or BU?
I don't know, Jack Eichel. So he's a terrier.
Both Boston schools are very good at hockey.
I know. The U.S. developmental team is based out of the Detroit area, and they play in the USHL.
Yeah, the USA Devent, like USA Hockey, is Ann Arbor, isn't it, York? I thought.
Well, it's in that area, Detroit area. Yeah. Ann Arbor is the Detroit area.
Is it? Why did I think Ann Arbor was more like in the middle of the state?
No, it's not.
Okay, I'm wrong.
The middle of the state would be Battle Creek.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, and Kalamazoo, you know, on your way there. That's
okay.
And Lansing really is in the middle of the state of Michigan.
Gotcha.
If you want to look at it that way. But no, they are in the USHL.
Yeah.
And they're based out of the Detroit area.
Gotcha.
You know, Michigan area.
Yeah, USA Hockey.
U.S. developmental team.
Yeah, the USA developmental team.
Yes.
Correct, yes. That's like that sends the junior team and all that.
Yes,
yes. Pete's in Buffalo. Oh, got to be miserable.
Pete.
What's up, Pete?
How's Buffalo
hey, guys,
today?
How are you,
Mike? Oh, man. Hey, we might get up to 45 degrees today, so it's a good day.
Got that going for you.
No, I heard you guys talking about Eichel. I had to chime in. You know, obviously, this is the dominating the headlines around here. And, like, you know, he was supposed to be the savior of Buffalo hockey. We throwing parties back in 2015 when they finished last, and it was either going to be McDavid or Eichel, and we were happy with Eichel because he was an American-born player, and it's just been terrible. Like, every decision the organization has made around him has been awful. He's been fine. He's been great, and everybody in the city loves him, and he loves Buffalo, but what the management did to him is terrible. When the Pegulas, who own the Sabres, bought the Bills, they kind of turned their focus strictly to the football team and left the hockey team in the dust, and it's been bad, and if we wanted to get something back for him, or the Sabres, there's some meatheads out here who would want Kane just to sell tickets. Obviously, it's great, but we're going to need a young center, and I don't know if you get that something.
Pete, I think that you're right, Pete. I don't even think it's a deal that could be done. For so many reasons, I don't even think it's a deal that could be done.
The whole league's looking for a young centerman.
Yeah, and the Pegulas have done well with the Bills, not so much with the Sabres.
Well, I mean, it's that cycle. They were bad for an extended period of time, and they're losing games. So the Bills naturally hit on something.
Yeah.
Now we'll see how long they can maintain it.
Carm, I will direct our listeners to my Twitter feed.
Okay.
At Jeff_Meller. I have made it a poll. Be honest. Do you really know who Jack Eichel is? Of course is an option. And then who is the other option? So
that's good.
Right now it's 50-50.
All right. Everybody make sure they vote.
Wasn't he the president in 24?
I never watched 24. What's his name?
Jack Bauer.
Oh, Jack Bauer.
Well, you ruined it now. I thought it was Jack Eichel.
I thought Jack Bauer was the guy who was always stopping the threat. He was the president.
Oh, that's right. The president was...
Kiefer Sutherland.
But he wasn't the president. He was
Dennis Haysbert was the president.
Yeah, Dennis Haysbert was the president.
Yes.
So I meant to say the 24 guy, Kiefer Sutherland.
It'll always be Pedro Serrano to me.
Yeah, to all of us, I believe.
Bleep you, Joe Boo.
I'm pissed off now, Joe Boo. I stick up for you. I do it myself. It's the best. All right, we ran out of time. We're taking Jack Eichel calls. Who knew? But it's a pipe dream. It ain't going to happen. The Hawks still have to figure this out. In all likelihood, from within, they might. I don't know what their cap situation definitively looks like for next year. You know, you still have Seabrook's money. I mean, now he'll go back on that list and they'll get relief. But over the summer, Seabrook's money counts.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Taves' money counts.
They
like
count.
I don't know.
And what's that? That's about $15 million.
We need to talk. Yes.
$16 million.
It's like $16-17 million bucks.
You can't do nothing.
We need Emily Kaplan or Scotty Powers. Yeah, that's a double negative.
Double negative.
Or Mark Lazarus to talk about exactly how the cap looks.
Yeah.
Going into next year. But, yeah, I mean, that money, just because they got the relief this year for Taves and Seabrook, that money's back on the books this summer.
By the way, you remember when they came out with a little bit of a press release that, hey, Taves' condition is a little bit better? Nobody knows what his condition is.
I have no
idea. So because you tell me that it's a little bit better, when I don't know what the condition is because of the lack of information, you tell me that it's getting better doesn't mean a damn thing to me.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So quit doing that crap.
Here's what we'll do when we come back.
It's a disservice to everyone.
We're going to play that Matt Nagy sound. I promise you'll get it when we come back next. Hey, you'll get it when we come back next. And that's going to fit perfectly into our new game that we're going to do.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
He was on Rich Eisen's podcast. We'll play some Matt Nagy sound. What is the plan for Justin Fields? You'll hear from the head coach when we return in 2 minutes.